Not so good for the men's 4x100 meter medley side. England got the gold.
Did you hear about that? Hear what Thorpey reckons?
Yeah, but you can't doubt Thorpey.
I'm not doubting Thorpey. What I'm saying is, Cole Chalmers, why wouldn't you look the other way?
The poor guy can't catch a break.
He can't catch a break. But apparently it happened in the 100 metres in the Tokyo Olympics. I want to know what the missile said about this. Yeah. Like, if you're swimming, right, you've got a preferred side, right? So he's looking to the right, apparently. They're both looking to their right. So Chalmers couldn't see where the English swimmer was. Dean.
There's so much to swimming, isn't there?
No, it's not. Just turn the other way. That is not too much to swimming. Mate, I am gobsmacked that swimming is an entertainment piece.
I want Magnussen to stand here right now.
I am, because you know what's going to happen?
What?
One's going to swim from there to there and then back to there, and that's all that happens in swimming. And one bloke does it faster than the other one, or girl.
This is...
Sometimes they use different strokes. Oh, isn't that interesting? The arms are going over at the same time as opposed to alternately.
This is a big statement, Jimmy.
Mate, how does it happen? Why is it so successful? Why is it so popular?
It's enthralling to watch.
How?
Well, you're about to get so many texts coming in.
The same thing happens in a game of soccer, in a game of cricket, in a game of rugby league. Who knows what's going to happen? We don't know.
In
swimming, they'll start there, they'll go there, touch the wall, they'll come back there.
Okay, I'll leave you with this then.
Yep.
You watched the Olympic coverage last year on Seven?
Yes.
Thorpey's analysis, if it was that easy, he'd just be, oh, well, yeah, you just got to do what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
But Thorpey analysed every situation of the race.
I understand there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
But for the viewer, what's going to happen? That one's going to go there, to there, and then back again.
Mm. Each their own.
That's right.
Look, they're going to have some people on your side.
When you know, how do you make it interesting? Give them a bat that you can hit the opposition player with at opportune times or something like that. An inflatable bat. I don't know. All I'm saying, I mean, that's ridiculous. But seriously, what's going to happen? Like, you know, the swimming is a sport that is ripe for the public investment fund to come in and go, how much we got to pay? We had to pay the golfers a heap. How much we got to pay them? Oh, mate, give them a couple hundred grand a year. That'll do. That's all they'll need. That's all they'll need.
I don't know how I just fired you up just then. Rowan Browning in the 100-metre sprint came sixth in the final.
Nothing to say about that. 987th in Jamaica. That's what Kenny said on the text line. 2,952nd in America.
What's gone into you?
Oh,
44-run victory for Australia over Pakistan in the women's cricket.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thalia McGrath, star.
Yeah, star. And just last before I go, Nick Kyrgios defeated the 14th seed Tommy Paul in the Washington Open. 6-3, 6-4 in the round of 32. He's off to the next stage.
What's going to happen in the tennis? I don't know. They could hit the ball anywhere.
Guess. All right, go to a break or something.
Yeah, we better go to a break.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.